Amar, come here. What is Ali doing?
You can see it. He's solving the people's problems. The revenues, the expenditures, the deaths and births.
What's the complicated story behind these pebbles?
Well, that's a simple story. Those white pebbles represent the poor peasants, and those black pebbles are the governors of different regions. The pebble I just dropped into the jar was a desert-dwelling crippled man named Habib ibn Muhammad, who used to live on the aid from the treasury. Last night, he passed away.
And what was the one you picked up?
These two. They are twin girls who were born early in the morning yesterday in the house of a man named Farouk. Now he is a peddler and bleaches metal.
It's strange. Zubair, look at that. We've lost those two pebbles.
I don't think so.
I can't say for sure, but he'll appoint us to the palace of Kufa and Basara.
Here you are. Don't you want to eat dates?
No.
We would like to break our fast with the same food that Ali breaks his fast.
You can't.
We can't?
But why can't we?
Instead of eating, Ali will fasten the stone to his stomach.
Should we do the same?
He'll find out that we're not sincere. Why did he turn off the lamps?
I don't know. We have to be ready for anything that happens, Tala.
Mama? Come here.
Oh, son of Yasa, you're not children. We've come here because we have something important to say to Caliph. What's the story behind these two lamps?
The first lamp was burning with the oil from the treasury because Ali was working for the people. But when Ali wants to talk with respectful sheikhs like you and greet his guests, he turns on the lamp in his own house.
Oh, Sheikh, how long should we go to reach the governorship of Basara and Kufa?
It's very close indeed. We'll just greet him, and then we'll go. May God accept your pilgrimage, Haji.
What pilgrimage are you talking about? What have you done to the Prophet's city?
You're closer to the source of information.
What do you mean I'm closer? I've just come back from a journey. Can't you see that? You can search me. Maybe you can find the sword that the Caliph has killed within my pocket.
Eventually find it, Haji. Don't get angry. But for now, you have to hurry up. Because we're handing our positions in your cousin's house. Make your clothes dirty, rip off some parts of them, and make your hair untidy and dirty. And then you will become governor of Egypt.
Is this a riddle? I was worried I might have sacrificed the principles of our religion for the ancillaries. I had gone to the pilgrimage to throw stones at the devil, but I didn't know that thousands of devils here at home throw stones at the Caliph to kill him. If the Jewish cemetery didn't exist, you would have buried the Caliph in his own house.
We were just witnesses to the disaster. If we had complained, they would have torn us to pieces.
These days, anyone you see is either a suspect or suspicious.
He was alone before his death. He's a stranger after his death. May God curse the oppressor nation. Who are you suspicious of?
Tell our relatives that the Caliph's companions were his murderers. The first duty of the murdered Caliph's successors is to punish the murderers with death.
Oh, really?
We have to inform you that we've been clear on this matter.
Wait. Why do you create trouble for Ali's newly established government instead of helping it? Why don't you help him tackle the critical situation as much as possible? Leave the city of death and deception. You see those simple and poor peasants who live in the desert and hope that some pious companions like you will help.
Ibn Abbas, we extended our hands for help, but Ali rejected them. He wants to be the only sailor of the ship in this storm.
That's better. He won't bother you.
We think it's our duty to carry out punishments. The rebels who killed the Caliph don't think they're guilty. Ali should allow us to punish all the murderers with our own swords.
You see, brother, Aisha in Mecca, Talha and Zubair in Medina, and perhaps Muayyeh in the Levant. They're all determined to take revenge. I hope Ali finds a solution for this problem. In a government, the sword is the last solution for problems. Prudence.
Hello, Haji. May God accept your pilgrimage to Kaaba.
God's peace be upon you, Mukhaire. Are you still alive?
Not completely alive. When you don't have teeth in your mouth and you don't have any strength, you're just a moving corpse, really, aren't you? We are going in such a rush before even going home after the journey.
I'm going to see Ali.
Did you go to the murdered Caliph's quiet house?
I've important business.
I hope it's something good. You know what? I have to tell you that I really feel worried when I see an Arab in such a hurry. God forbid, but is there any danger threatening the people? You must tell me if you know anything.
The Mother of the Faithful's making a noise. Haven't you seen Talha and Zubair disobey orders? 124,000 messengers have come and gone, some with books, some without. None of them have said that people can take revenge for the blood they've shed themselves, have they?
I have told him, Haji. I told Ali that he should take care of everything wisely, but he didn't listen. Talha and Zubair will only shut their mouths if they get possessions. What would we lose in this vast world if Muawiyah had ruled in the Levant for such a long time? I told Ali to act prudently, but just as usual, he just listened and smiled and then he shook his head. He just says, either justice or I will live in isolation. Muawiyah didn't even allow him to retain his position for a single day.
He's making a mistake.
Are you back, Ibn Abbas? May God accept your pilgrimage.
May God accept it.
We can only envy those who have gone on the pilgrimage to Kaaba.
Are these dismissal orders for the governors?
We've already sent the dismissal orders. These are orders for appointments. The Caliph wants righteous representatives.
Did you dismiss Muawiyah as well?
The first order was Muawiyah's dismissal order.
The orders are just, Amar, but they're not wise.
Haji, don't encourage your cousin to compromise and act hypocritically. Ali would never compromise anyone's rights.
A government won't last long without taking its interests into consideration, Amar.
We rely on you, O God. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down, please. Osman ibn Hunayf, the governor of Basra.
Hakim, you deserve the governorship of Basra more, don't you?
Osman ibn Hunayf. Ibn Hunayf. Isn't he here? Don't hesitate, Osman. Come here. You have to go to Basra, and quickly. Be strong, Osman, be strong. Don't tremble. Don't tremble. This is the decree to represent Ali.
I swear to Muhammad's God that I'm not scared of anything or anyone but my own mistakes. Do you see anything in this mortal world that is worth being scared of? Tell me.
God bless you, Osman. God bless you. May God help you. Sal ibn Hunayf, the governor of the Levant. Come here, Sal.
Amar, do something for us instead of dividing the wealth. Everyone in this city is saying the rebels are the murderers of the Caliph. For how long are we supposed to act like strangers in this city and be worried that someone might kill us? For how long should we be afraid to go to sleep? What exactly does Ali want to trade us for?
Ali doesn't trade anything, you rebel. He isn't a merchant. If someone has killed an innocent person, they'll be punished for sure.
We didn't want anyone to kill the Caliph.
So why are you making a lot of noise?
Should I keep silent so they accuse me of murder? Hey, Abu Bakr-san. Naele, the murdered Caliph's wife has testified that you were with the attackers the day the death happened. I've heard that you were the first person who got close to the Caliph and even touched his beard. I don't want to talk about what the Caliph whispered in your ear, that you trembled and rose up in his defense. Naele has testified that you were the one who fought with the attackers face to face. You definitely remember your rival's face. So tell all of us now who got close to the Caliph so we can find them and kill them. Show us the murderers and shut everyone's mouth.
I'm the murderer of the Caliph! Anyone who wants to take revenge? For the Caliph's blood can pierce my chest with an arrow! You have your sword, and here is my heart! I swear to God that all those who rub salt into the wound and shed crocodile tears only want enmity with Ali! Those who have planned to build luxurious palaces on the sand and roast lambs in their houses while their neighbors eat bread and onions and have diarrhea are all considered enemies of Ali. My sister Aisha wished Tala were chosen as the Caliph. Tala and Zubayr were eyeing the palaces in Basra and Kufa, but they didn't get them. You rebel, whose protests are you scared of? For opportunistic people in Kufar, people like you and I are just insects that can be easily swatted. If you've heard them grieve over the dead body of the murdered Caliph, they want to break the back of the just Caliph. Ali already has a lot of burdens to deal with. Don't make him carry more burdens with your stupid questions! The murder of the former Caliph is the ignorance of the Arabs! But it's not visible, and as it seems, it has an eternal life. Ibn Nodais, instead of wandering around the city as a champion of hatred, take your men to the desert. Plant wheat and sing local songs. What the Arab Peninsula needs is life, not death.
Okay. We're going to plant wheat.
God bless you, man. God bless you. May God reward your good deed. Omar ibn Shahab, the governor of Kufa. Omar ibn Shahab, is he absent?
I saw him. He was building a fence around this farm.
The criterion for choosing governors in Imam Ali's government was people's piety, not their tribal or ancestral position and influence. The criterion was unbearable for close and far companions of the Prophet and high-ranking sheikhs like Talha and Zubair, who would think of themselves as the right choices for governorship.
Hey! Omar! Hey, Omar! 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 Omar, hey! Omar! 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 Omar.
How many times should I tell you I'm your father?
Ali, Omar. Ali.
Ali what? Did they kill Ali?
No.
Why aren't you talking? Tell me what happened! Tell me what happened!
Ali made you the governor of Kufa. Oh, God.
Who told you that, boy?
Listen, Uncle Omar. He was reading out of the papers in the mosque. Osman pulled my ear and told me to give you the message quickly. I asked him what happened. He told me, you're supposed to govern Kufa. I asked him what a governor of Kufa does. He said it means to be the commander. The commander. Will you buy yellow leather shoes for me now?
No.
No? Have you ever seen a governor's son without shoes?
You'll see miracles in Ali's government. What about you, kid? Have you ever seen a governor who doesn't have shoes?
Well, at least then, give me a pin or something so I can take the thorns out of my feet.
If I buy yellow leather shoes for you, your sister Safiya will want a necklace!
Okay, Omare. Abba al-Hassan has sent barefoot grooms for the two beautiful sisters in Iraq. Kufa and Basra seduce people.
Their aristocrats' food is the famous wheat that Adam and Eve ate.
Oh, faithful man, if you eat it, you'll be expelled from the heaven of Ali's governorship. You have to control your eyes, hands, and your heart. Don't forget that you and I are just like two calluses on Ali's hands. Just as a horse knows its rider, these two seductive sisters know their husbands. If you see that someone has brought some clothes, with golden threads or comfortable shoes, or some delicious food, you have to be aware that they want to buy you off. Oh, faithful man, control yourself firmly.
Yeah, do you know, I've been very worried ever since Abu al-Hassan gave me this rather proud position. I'm trying hard to solve a riddle, you see.
What riddle?
We have outstanding Muslims such as Tala and Zubair. But Ali chose you and me, although we don't look like governors. Do you think that those people will actually obey someone who's had to borrow his horse from his neighbor? It seems unlikely to me.
The most noble of you in the sight of God is the most righteous of you. I swear to God that Ali is a walking Quran himself. He knows what he's doing. Oh, Governor, may God protect you.
Goodbye, brother. May God protect you, old commander.
Don't you look at my gray hair. I'm young at heart.
The heart remains young with love, Hakim. What do you have in your heart?
Oh, faithful man, the love of Ali.
This is what we call a good fate.
I wish Malik had come with you.
Malik is facilitating things in Kufa, Hakim. If I can't take care of everything, I'm going to be a great burden on Abu al-Hassan, aren't I, don't you?
May God protect you.
May God protect you.
Where are you going, Adaban?
God willing, to Kufa.
Why are you going to Kufa?
I'm a governor.
The governor or a businessman?
Which one suits me more? A governor or a businessman?
Neither of them. You look like a servant or a peasant.
Then make way now.
Oh, sure. Empty its belongings.
Yes, sir.
God only knows when Arabs will stop committing banditry.
If an Arab is hungry and doesn't do banditry, it's like they've committed suicide. You said you're the governor, right? So you've changed your clothes so no one would recognize you. Search him.
Money. Necklace. These coins are made of tin.
They're not even tin. These are the only things we have.
They don't have anything besides a few tin coins, some ragged clothes, and some food.
We'll take their camels.
They've borrowed the camels from our neighbor. I'm ready to give my life in order to protect what I borrowed.
I've never seen a governor like you. Let's go!
A rebel brothers, don't go. Banditry isn't a decent profession. Come with me to Kufa. Don't do banditry. I'll give you enough to eat.
We're in luck. Are you really a governor or a madman?
You'll find out if you come to Kufa. Hello, everyone. You don't seem able to talk, so if you know sign language, show me where the mosque is. Peace be upon you. Hello. Peace be upon you. O God, I rely on you.
Stop! Go to Medina and tell Ali. Tell him that the people in Kufa want Abu Musa Ashari as their leader.
If I'm not wrong, you're the leader of the Asadi tribe. Are you the genius who imitated God and wrote your own version of the Quran? What's happened? God hasn't sent a new prophet, so you don't have to be jealous, Ibn Khawayalat. My companions and I will be the followers of anyone who has sincerity. Do you really have sincerity? Then show us your sincerity, and we'll accept it as a miracle. And we'll then follow your manners. A jug of water, some bread and some dates, a worn-out blanket, or greeting, or even shade under a palm tree. Am I right, my friends?
You know that I'm famous for being articulate and eloquent, so don't try to attack me with sarcasm. Only those who are knowledgeable about literature, poetry, and wisdom know that my verses are like miracles. The language of the sword is the most comprehensible language for barefoot Arabs who wear ragged clothes. Go back! Otherwise, I'll put your head in a sack, and I will send it to Ali as a gift from the people in Kufa.
If you compare the language of Arabs to water, it can move at least 40 stone-made mills. O poor creature of God, in this vast world, everyone is the prophet of their own mind and heart. Chunda, talk to this angry leader. I won't turn my back on Ali's decree, even if I'm actually torn to pieces.
Go back home, Amari. For God's sake, go back. I have preached everything I knew. These people don't listen to anyone's preaching. They only know the sword. Tell Ali to issue a decree. Then the men in Kufa will draw their swords against their fathers.
Make way, Abu Musa is coming!
Hello, everyone. Oh, Bin Shahab, tell Ali that I'll make the people in Kufa swear their allegiance.
Do you want to swear allegiance to Abba al-Hassan? Then why have you blocked my way, Ashari? I'll get it. This is Ali's decree. Look at it. You can see his seal on it.
Oh, desert man. What's happened that you're full of anger, faithful man? The people in Kufa have forced me to wear the cloak. I am old, and I need to sit in my house to pray to God in order to get a good status in the hereafter. I don't care about governorship. If these people had really listened to me, they would have left me all alone. You have to talk to them just like a father does to his child. If you don't promise them something, they won't even wash their own faces. Tell Ali that he doesn't have to be worried about Kufar. But you have to give Abba Musa some time. After I make the people in Kufa pledge their allegiance, he can send whoever he wants to Kufa. We'll obey whatever he says.
Hey, Ashari. Are we strangers? Why are you talking close to his ear and whispering like a woman? Say it loudly so everyone can hear. Are you making a deal or are you arguing?
In either case, it's none of your business, Abba Qatan. Whether I'm making a deal or arguing, you can be sure that I'll be the loser. You've recently come back from an easy battle with lots of spoils of war. You look at this world with your own eyes. I think it's better for you to keep a low profile among the people. What would you do if this Arab man wants to find the murderers of the Caliph? Do you have any evidence to prove that you're innocent? Huh? Oh, the helper of helpless people.
Don't touch it.
I know how I should deal with you. If you fight with each other once again. Don't you want it? What about you? Eat it. Eat it. Don't you want to eat?
I did what I promised. A faithful man always keeps his word, as I have. For how long are you going to keep me waiting with your empty promises?
I don't owe you your father's inheritance, do I? I promised you something. I believe in God and I always keep my word. If you are the one who killed the Caliph, then why is everyone looking for the murderer? If you prove that you killed the Caliph, I'm not a real man if I don't let you get married to Qatan.
But how can I prove it?
Are you asking me?
Oh, but it isn't fair to set an impossible condition. I wish you had asked me for my own blood as the marriage portion for Gautam. Then I could deal with it more easily.
The murderer of the Caliph should become his successor, or at least the governor of a region. Wardan?
Yes, lady.
Lovers are humble and honest when they see their beloved. Did you kill the Caliph?
Thank you.
No, lady. No.
Why?
I was scared.
What were you scared of?
I was scared that they might kill the Caliph's murderer.
Of course they would. I see that you haven't forgotten yourself yet. Go, Wardan. Maybe sometime in the distant future, our fates will reunite us.
Don't send me into exile into the distant future, lady.
Go, Wardan. Think about me.
But who do you think about, lady?
The baby that will be born soon. Who is the father of this illegitimate child? Everyone is desperately asking this question. Who killed the Caliph? The mother of the faithful asked this question in Mecca. Tala and Zubair in Medina accuse Ali. And only God knows whom Muawiyah thinks about in the Levant.
Abu Yazid, they tore the Caliph to pieces under the nose of the army of the Levant. If you had ordered us to fight, we wouldn't be ashamed that our governor is grieving and crying now. And instead of the blood-stained shirt of the governor's cousin, I could have brought the news of the allegiance of the people in Hijaz.
The Euphrates can drown hundreds of big armies. We have to find the reason behind his death. First the doctor, and then the sword. Who do you think the people will swear allegiance to?
After the Caliph was murdered, the people in Hijaz were looking for a clean hand to swear allegiance to. Ali's hands are honored to have defended the Caliph.
Ali is the Caliph now. You're a wise commander. Can you believe that Ali's sword? Zulfaga wasn't able to stop those rebels.
He was the one who broke the siege once, to give water to the thirsty Caliph.
The stars are indicating that the days in our favor are near. To take revenge for someone's blood, they should have shed someone else's blood. The blood-stained shirt of a weak old man can even make stone and wood cry. Take it to the mosque, to the streets, to the market. From now on, this red and white shirt will be our army's flag. Call on the people for elegy. No man?
Yes, Governor.
Send a messenger to Palestine very quickly. Tell him to say Amir ibn al-As that he should put aside whatever he's doing to come to the Levant.